Everything you need is right in front of you, when you learn to see. Good things come to you. All you have to do is stop and take a look around.
This is the music of Charlie McGee, and it'll feature throughout today's program. Charlie and his band Formidable Vegetable Sound System have written an entire album dedicated to the principles of permaculture, which is probably a world first. But we'll have more from Charlie later in the show. Wendy Zuckerman's up next with another first, Australia's first nude ocean swim, the Sydney Skinny.
Earlier this year, hundreds of Sydneysiders woke up early on a Sunday morning, put on their clothes, and headed out to Cobblers Beach in the Sydney Harbour National Park. They were all there for one purpose, to take off their clothes.
We're here doing the nude swim.
We're getting naked!
I'm at Sydney's very first organised naked ocean swim, the Sydney Skinny. This is Sheila and Lisa, and while it isn't the first time they've swum naked, it has been a while since skinny dips. I ask the lasses, when was the last time they swam nude?
Oh, about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Actually, it's probably about 9 years ago, skinny dipping in the dark.
Yeah.
In the dark.
Right.
It was great. It was really great until we got out of the water and there was our friends, male guys, standing there.
Why did Sheila and Lisa come to the skinny today?
Well, I think it's just, again, doing something out of your comfort zone. And that was, yeah, that was my main reason for doing it today.
Are you nervous?
A little. Yeah.
The organisers explain the rules of today's swim. No one is naked, just yet.
When you come out of the water, make sure that you retrieve your clothing.
The crowd seems nervous and jittery, but I notice two people who seem more relaxed than the rest of us.
Jimmy.
Ari.
And have you done this sort of thing before?
We go to a gathering where we have clothing optional.
Jimmy is talking about Confest, a yearly alternative living festival in southern New South Wales where clothing is optional.
And why do you enjoy it?
Freedom. Literally, it's and I find it, particularly where you can be nude in front of people, it's actually liberating, and you end up speaking to the person and not who they are from their clothes or their shoes or their watch. So you meet the person and not what's behind them.
Yeah, so it's about being without makeup, without hairdos, fingernails and clothes. For women, of course, there's all these things about body image, and I guess I've spent a lot of my life being aware of that, and now I just couldn't care less. And that is liberating. It's just wonderful.
Do you find it weird to be now amongst so many people who are perhaps a little bit nervous about doing this?
It's funny. That's what we were just saying. I've just seen a whole lot of people drop things. So they're nervous. So it's fantastic.
Once you're ready, no rush. In groups of 50, we'll be sending people...
Organisers are only allowing 50 people on the beach at a time, and we can only be nude once we hit the sand. So for now, we're in a queue, waiting to get our kit off. I asked nudist veterans, Marie and Jimmy, about their first experiences swimming naked.
Well, it was in the 70s when it was illegal. And I used to go just because we weren't allowed to, and we had to kind of create a movement. And then once it became legal, I probably didn't do it for 30 years after until I started going to Confest. So that was a little bit of a background for me. But what I especially like about it is that you don't have that wet, cosy clinging to your belly. I mean, that's just the worst feeling in the world for me.
Going on travelling and being in the mountains and finding a beautiful mountain stream and skinny dipping there, but it was cold. And I was very apprehensive because I was very, very inclined to abide by rules and you weren't allowed. So it was, in that sense, I didn't really enjoy it. I was more concerned that somebody might come while I'm there with nothing on and so on. And then Confest, the first time, was a little bit of a challenge. But I got used to it and I love it now. Just the freedom. That's essentially just the freedom. You know, we'd be able to take our clothes off now and walk down there and that'd be it.
Why do you think being naked give you freedom?
you don't have to worry about all the stuff that you have to wear. It's just, I guess, being in nature, being really corny about it. But I did it because it wasn't allowed. He didn't want to do it because it wasn't allowed.
Yeah. I found the first time, and this was at Confest, and I was really perturbed that the old man wasn't going to behave himself. I could be talking to you with nothing on, and it was actually freeing because I had to keep my mind on the conversation and not let it wander. And that in itself is freeing because you make a connection with the person rather than your mind going off everywhere else, which is very easy for men.
Well said, Jimmy.
We're still in the line, but we've moved close enough to the beach to view the swimmers below. Marie describes what she sees.
It looks like mass embarrassment and chaos to me.
Rather than an ocean of naked, comfortable limbs, most people on the beach are covered up. Everyone is swimming naked. But then, they are scurrying to their bathers and sarongs as soon as they're out of the water.
Together.
Oh, well, I guess first time they want to organise it, make sure it goes well.
Eventually, we're allowed onto the beach. I meet one woman drying herself off and in no hurry to get dressed.
I felt a little bit inhibited when I first came, but by the time I'd gone in the water, after 5 minutes, you don't even think about the fact that you haven't got any swimmers on, except when you do breaststroke. No one touches you, no one's close to you. But I felt by the time I came out, I felt really comfortable to just come up the beach and stand. So, yeah, I'm not so comfortable looking at other people, but I'm okay with my own nudity.
While Sonia was happy being naked, it seemed strange that so many people would sign up for a nude ocean swim only to shove clothes on straight after the swim. When I point this out, there are mixed reactions from the punters.
Yeah, it's bad. Bad form.
No, it's probably normal reaction to having to take your clothes off.
And then I was told that I should start interviewing people naked.
You got to do it naked too.
So I did. This is Damien and Monique. I asked them how they felt about the swim.
Sensational.
Yeah, I loved it. It's good. It's an amazing feeling.
And what about standing around with no clothes on?
Well, I've got some friends here, so I feel a bit less self-conscious, you know. So they were just naked on the shore there. And I guess it sounds weird, but after a while, it just feels normal.
Absolutely. It would feel more normal if everyone else was naked as well, I feel.
They're probably the ones that don't feel normal. The ones wearing clothes.
Finally, I catch up with Jimmy and Marie and ask them how they found their dip.
I enjoyed it. I got a bit cold. I had to try to swim faster at the end to get home. But yeah, it's good, thank you.
I really enjoyed it, and the best bit was the water against the skin. It just feels delicious. They say silky, and that's the only way you can describe it. It'll be fantastic when they've got 5,000 people doing it. And we can all run in together and make a splash.
Yeah, sort of mingle more. It's sort of disjointed, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good start.
Wendy Zuckerman at the Sydney Skinny Ocean Swim.